This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We've had record high temperatures in multiple parts of the country lately, along with drought. And with those conditions comes the higher risk of wildfires. And with climate change leading to more wildfires, more communities are trying to plan ahead to prevent them and to help people escape when they do come. Caroline Mims Nice is a staff writer at The Atlantic and wrote about the need for better planning when it comes to wildfire evacuations. So I asked her, why are we so behind on this?
As one researcher put it to me, wildfires only really emerged as a major disaster in the last couple of years. Researchers are able to build simulations, but we don't historically have a ton of data. So it's sort of both that it's a new disaster and they're getting worse.
You know, because I think about the disasters where you sort of have planned evacuation routes, like for a hurricane or an earthquake, or I'm from Missouri, we had plans in places for tornadoes. Why is planning for a wildfire different?
The problem with fire is that it can spark really anywhere and grow to be any size and, depending on the wind, moved in any direction. Another thing is that when we're talking about evacuation time, we're actually talking about two different things. One is sort of the time it takes to alert someone. The other second component is transit time. And again, we don't have a ton of data. So we're sort of playing catch up.
That was one of the things that kind of shocked me about your piece, is that there isn't really a lot of real-world data around evacuations, and that the communities that are trying to plan for a potential wildfire evacuation have to rely on, what, simulations?
Yeah, I mean, simulations can be useful in general. Basically, they're able to take data from previous disasters and sort of understand worst case scenario, best case scenario. The real gap here is just there's no like playbook. As one expert put it to me is, people dying and building fires was a real problem. So we spent a lot of time saying, you know, if you're going to build a building, you really need to be able to make sure you can get all your people out. And this is how you do that. So developing those codes and standards, I think, is really important.
How do wildfire evacuations happen across different communities, especially when we're talking about different racial and ethnic groups, people in different economic groups?
Yeah, so there was a study out of the Camp Fire, which basically burned the town of Paradise, California. And they found that people that were under 65, had a smartphone, and made more than $50,000 were able to get out much faster. And it's also important to think about this in terms of our most vulnerable populations, including people that might have disabilities. And we really do have to look at sort of the equity question when we're talking about this stuff.
With global warming, the areas that are at high risk for wildfire seem to be areas that maybe didn't think of themselves that way before. Has the increase in the severity and frequency and even the locations where wildfires are happening changing the way this conversation and the research around evacuations is happening?
I don't know that I have an exact answer for you. One interesting anecdote I heard from a source was a couple years ago, he was applying for some grants and had really wanted to study the large-scale evacuation of 100,000 people because of a wildfire. And people just laughed it off. People were like, that's a sci-fi scenario. And then within a couple years, there was a fire up in Canada that caused 80,000 people to be evacuated. You know, he said people are starting to take this field a lot more seriously. And I think it's probably important that we do in this new sort of fire age.
Fire age. Wow. Caroline Mims Nice, her piece on this is in The Atlantic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.